Today, the Justice Department is releasing a memo that rules out the use of torture in interrogating prisoners of war. It comes from the department's Office of Legal Counsel. The memo replaces a previous memo from 2002, a memo that justified the use of torture to protect national security, among other reasons. The old policy was developed in part by White House Counsel Alberto Gonzalez, and the change in policy comes just before confirmation hearings as Gonzalez seeks a new job as Attorney General. Jess Braven is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal who has seen a copy of this memo and who's on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
So let's talk this through here. What exactly does this new memo say, and how is the policy now different?
Well, the new memo scales back what the previous one said torture was. In a sense, it eliminates the very, very narrow definition that basically would have excluded any type of conduct from definition as torture. So now, for example, it says that severe pain, which is one of the definitions of torture, is no longer limited to excruciating and agonizing pain that is equivalent in intensity to the pain accompanying serious physical injuries such as organ failure, impairment of bodily functions, or even death.
So the old memo moved the line as to how badly you could hurt someone during an interrogation, and this memo moves it back a little bit.
That's one way to look at it, but the line had never really been drawn before. In other words, there weren't really any circumstances where the United States, at that high level of its legal officers, was considering what conduct constituted torture. Most of the definitions of torture dealt with statutes and treaties that governed other countries, not ours.
Now, this memo in 2002 also said that the president as commander-in-chief could authorize unusual methods to extract vital information. Has that language changed?
That language is now gone. It doesn't mean that the government doesn't believe it. It just means that they're not going to reach that conclusion at this point because they say it's unnecessary. In other words, the previous memo had a long theory, a long section, discussing what it believed the president's powers as commander-in-chief included, and it said those powers included the authority to set aside laws and treaties that prevented torture if he believed it was necessary for national security. This memo says that because the president has stated that torture is against U.S. policy, it's unnecessary to address those issues, but I think it's significant that they're not going so far as to say the previous analysis was wrong.
How significant do you think the timing is of this release of a new policy?
This memo is one of a constellation of different documents dealing with torture and interrogation policies. It's not the only one that reflects what the government is doing and thinks should be done. It was specifically cited, however, by Al Gonzalez, the president's counsel, in June as going too far, and he said at the time it was being withdrawn, and the Justice Department told us that they would have a new version done within a matter of weeks. That didn't happen, and in fact, we did a story earlier this month that discussed the absence of the new memo. It came out right here at the end of the year, which was the self-imposed deadline that the Justice Department gave itself earlier this month. So, on the one hand, you could say the timing is very, very late compared to when they said they would get around to doing this. On the other hand, the fact that it comes a week before Mr. Gonzalez is expected to be questioned about the torture policy, I think, is also significant.
Mr. Braven, thanks very much.
Sure thing.
We've been talking to Jess Braven. He's a reporter for The Wall Street Journal, and he is covering the release of a new torture policy, or a new policy on the use of torture, coming out from the White House.